It's the kind of threat that Israeli forces cannot prevent. Lone wolf attacks that happen suddenly and randomly, this time on the waterfront promenade in Tel Aviv. Police are calling it a combined ramming and shooting attack. In the chase, the car overturned. The alleged perpetrator got out, but was killed on the spot a few meters away. Police say the attacker was a 44-year-old man, a Palestinian-Israeli from central Israel with no criminal record. One Italian tourist, a man said to be in his 30s, was killed and several other tourists wounded. Hours earlier, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister were in the Jordan Valley, on the site of another similar attack. A Palestinian opened fire on a car before managing to escape, killing two sisters. Their mother remains in critical condition.
I can only say one thing. Our enemies are putting us to the test again, and once again they will discover, even in this test, that we stand together, united, confident in our righteousness, and we will act together with the complete support of our forces, the IDF and the security forces.
The Prime Minister said a manhunt was underway to capture the attacker. In retaliation, Jewish settlers fled to the streets in various parts of the occupied West Bank. Here they are seen harassing Palestinians driving near Ramallah. The UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs says that on average, there are 3 daily attacks on Palestinians or their properties since the beginning of the year. All this comes at a time when there's widespread anger among Palestinians, triggered by violent police raids inside Al-Aqsa Mosque. The spillover threatened to broaden the conflict after a barrage of rockets were fired from both Lebanon and Gaza, and Israel carried out airstrikes in retaliation. Tensions are still simmering along those borders. Shortly after the Tel Aviv attack, the Prime Minister instructed both the police and the army to mobilize all reserve units. But he's a man who is coming under pressure from many fronts, from within his own coalition, where some are calling for a tougher stance, from many Israelis who oppose his attempts to change the judicial system, and from Israel's closest ally, the US, which in a rare move publicly expressed concern over the judiciary overhaul. The man who for so long imposed himself as a tough Mr. Security, now limited in his choices. Hoda Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, in occupied East Jerusalem.